Mothers of Guts, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of family here. Lots of family. Hello, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome. You guys turn off your cell phones? Well, put them on vibrate. Okay. Yeah. We'll figure that out soon. That's 10. RUPO stands for Riverside Underground Performance Organization. It used to just be poetry, but then a lot of musicians started coming in, a lot of comedians started coming in, so we had to give the floor to everyone, because poetry comes in many shapes and sizes, right? For those who are brand new here at RUPO, welcome. A couple rules. It's rude to walk in front of the crowd, in front of the stage, when there's someone on stage. It's common sense. Go around. Squeeze your ass that way. Alright? We don't record other people unless we know who they are, right? We like to give you a little bit of privacy. Privacy. Alright. That's my dog. He wants to hump you. You're not into dog? There's people that are into dog out there, you know. I'm pretty sure one or two people in this crowd are into dog. I'm not naming you guys. I already know who you are. It's just an assumption. Rules. No full frontal nudity.
Damn it.
I know. No simulated masturbation with vegetables or with fruit.
Fair
point. Right? And no raw meat. For the musicians, we ask that you do no covers. Other than that, the stage is yours. You do whatever the fuck you want to do on the stage. Because it's your time, right? I heard there was a little rumor going around town that Beyonce's at the Mission Inn and she's probably going to be showing up tonight at the Monday Night RUPO. And she's probably going to want to take the 2 hours, you know. So We'll see how that bitch goes. We'll see how it goes. I don't care who you are, but you know, we'll give you a song or two. 2 hours. Exit that way. Emergency exit this way. Other than that, that's that. I don't want to hear cell phones going off. When I introduce a first-timer, we raise the motherfucking roof, right?
Yeah.
Right. All right. So, we got to wake the motherfucking crowd. Are you guys awake yet?
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. Do you guys want to start off with a little bit of comedy tonight?
Yes.
Yeah? Comedy. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Great.
Louder, motherfuckers. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Don't make me raise my voice again, motherfuckers. Bro, the amount of people that are down here right now, y'all should have raised that fucking roof, and that roof didn't lift at all. I'm gonna let you guys, at the count of three, you guys go ahead and say it and raise the fucking roof. 1, 2, 3.
Good evening!
You guys don't know how to use your voice. That's what we're here to help you with. So, Jonathan, are you out in the crowd? Say yay. Jonathan. Jonathan.
Jonathan!
Jonathan. Jonathan. You're not Jonathan, are you Jonathan? Are you Jonathan?
Yes.
Jonathan. 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 You could be.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what happens. And then I put you on, and then, okay. Any other comedians out there? Shit, it's gonna be all... Okay. Beyonce? Oh my god. Alright. Fucking A. Where's Isaiah? Are you here? Alright. Fuck the comedian, because the comedians suck anyway, right? Alright. This is Isaiah. And raise the motherfucking roof, ladies and gentlemen. That was kind of lame.
How's everybody doing tonight? Woo! So, my name is Isaiah Cuellar, a.k.a. Naughty Grim. You can call me Isaiah, or you can call me Grim. Either one gets me off. Alright, so here we go. I got some rap music for you guys. Hope you guys enjoy. I had a gun load.
Back to how we
little more waiting for you guys. We gonna get turn up a little bit if y'all don't mind. Alright, hold up. Like I said, Nighty Grimm on the beat and on SoundCloud. You gotta show live. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Yo, we taking it back. Old school, new flow. Back when music was good and all the cars drove low. Cause this is West Coast Cali. We the West Coast family. We be California pimping women sweeter than candy. You ain't gotta say we poppin' cause we already know. Steady cruising to the parties. We be puffin' on dro. So we puffin' on dro. We take this shit to the dump. We roll another one and smoke that shit like all the way home. It's another day. I wake up, my phone blowing up. Cause this girl trying to make up. Niggas pretend, great niggas we win. My breakfast, lunch, and dinner made up but booze and women. How the fuck you wake up broken, run your mouth in that bitch shit. Rising up from down low, I'm standing up on that rich shit. They say money talk, if that's the case, and I'm reaching. And all these niggas to sleep, and about my life, they be dreaming. That's why I wake up every day, just trying to get paid. This money be made, I'm trying to keep this food on my plate. Now hold up, wait a minute, let me be very clear. You're trying to reach the next level, boy, I'm already here. Just call it evolution. This the rap revolution. This life I live is the movement. Just being blessed cause I choose it. So now we dream music. Stay boozing. Still cruising. I'm the reason that you still losing. Now we young and reckless. Been established and I work it every day. Because I know you gotta have it. Now I'm standing on 2 feet. I made it happen. And you know that every day I'm waking up. I can't be stopping cause this music is a passion. So we get fast. Work hard. Die slow. Get cash. I'm making money just to spit flow. And now I spit flow. Smoke drugs.
Armando, are you out there, sir?
Yes.
Make some noise for Armando, ladies and gentlemen. This quarter over here is not even making a goddamn sound louder.
What's going on, man? Live above the influence and they'll just go along for the ride. You talk about family over everything, so as your father, you can tell me anything. Tell me how I come last, how smoking, drinking, and fucking come first like you left me in the past. Too worried about living your life fast. Forget about having class. Too busy with your fuck past. Even at my worst, I still put you first, for your love is what I thirst. Father, I'm just not worthy. I sit here at your mercy. Dwelling and drowning in my own sorrow, consumed by pain, wishing not to see tomorrow. Suddenly, serenity captivates my soul, and once again, I feel whole. Blessed by a grace so potent. Blessed by a grace and a sound so potent. As I'm no longer broken, melodies heard but not spoken. Whispered into my ear, but never heard so clear. I love you, my son. Incomplete from my pen and let me paint you the perfect picture. Better yet, let me softly caress your canvas with my fingers. I want to feel your warm, passionate imagination, an image so perfect that imperfections seem perfect, where nothing seems to matter because you make it all worth it. eyes closed, I blindly studied your canvas. Something so beautiful, who could have planned this? Losing myself within you, but I'm lost without you. Your arms feel like home to me, with a smile as if it was born for me. Eyes which speak the words that the mouth cannot, but simply what the mind forgot. Life has blessed me with a perfect plot. My beginning, middle, and end. She's my lover and my best friend. With a laughter so vivid to the imagination, and beauty captivating one's mind, giving birth to relaxation, giggling melodies coupled with dimples causes fixation. Welcoming vibrations have me shaking with anticipation, pushing boundaries of temptation while bodies fight to stay relevant. Intelligent, beautiful, and elegant. I'm struggling to fathom him, your essence. My soul is embodied by her presence. She's my future and my present. She's a perfect, she's perfection to my eyes, and that's just being honest. An imperfect perfection where 1 + 1 = 1, and she's been second to none. And this is just a little quick one that I wrote, like on the fly. Someone was telling me something, and I was like, hold that thought real quick. It's called Change. Change, 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 I feel so strange. I wake up in the morning and I stare at my reflection. I still see the same complexion. But Lord, am I looking in the right direction? Could these eyes cause this deception? Could my eyes really cause this? I messed up. Could my eyes really cause this deception? Thank you.
I don't know if you guys don't believe me, but believe me when I say, hey, I called you.
We start at 9:30 or what?
No, 9 o'clock.
Ooh.
9 o'clock. You were going to open up the show. How many people remember Jonathan? don't mean to call you out, but I'm calling you out. Hey, so these two next performers have been here for quite a while, and they got something up their sleeves tonight, so make some noise for Micah and True, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes!
Louder!
Thursday, and we wanted to do our group piece that we've been working on together, so it's the first time humans who are not on our team have heard this, so, yeah.
Rocket.
Written about masculinity.
The problem with my masculinity is I don't know where it begins.
Can't quite find the edges.
My mother told me I was supposed to be a girl, so I learned early to chameleon, to hate my masculinity as it seemed there was never enough.
The problem with my masculinity is sometimes it is invisible, except for behind the teeth of strangers hurling threats and promises. I learned to hide for the sake of my own safety.
I was a sensitive child. The kind of boy who would look down to affirm his gender, then carefully tuck it away and wonder who was more honest, me or the mirror.
See, I was never given a choice, and my tenderness forced me into boxes, into stiff dresses that I longed to rip off and go running, shirtless in the hills.
Word?
But girls never did that.
Ah.
I just wish you could see what I did when I looked in the mirror.
TV and grade school taught me I should take up more space.
So I expanded my truth and bloomed a swollen wish to submit for your approval. In elementary school, I ran playgrounds with boys, skinned my knees, and caked my face in dirt. But in middle school,
in the spaces I did not neatly fit, I shrank shoulders, shaved off inches of bone,
wrapped my tongue in quiet.
When I broke my leg in 8th grade PE, the next day, my father came to the class to confront my coaches, adorned in military might, shoulder stripes and camouflage,
steeped in a cloud of alpha male pheromone.
I smiled and thought, maybe one day I too can blend in.
When I got older, my first boyfriend claimed my body as woman and projected his masculinity as flung rocks through my window panes. With my first girlfriend, I learned I had to stop the cycle of violence before I shattered her too, because then I was not any different.
As an adult, I once woke up in the middle of the night to my roommate on his knees trying to steal a prayer from my body. I questioned my masculinity. Not for what he did to me, but for what I did not do to him. For years, I wished for that moment back, if only to fold my body into a fist and explode
with the fury I failed to find the first time. Now, my masculinity is not afraid to be gentle
or speak up to protect others.
My masculinity processes trauma instead of recreating it.
It is not quick to fight it when provoked. It does not provoke
or make my sisters cower in fear.
It recognizes the balance of masculine
and feminine.
And so,
we are made whole. Now, I choose to embody a masculinity that does not have to prove itself on the bodies of women or inflict its fragility onto entire countries,
lay waste to civilizations,
create genocide,
colonization,
white supremacy, all cases of fragile masculinity gone
horribly,
horribly
wrong.
My mother said I was supposed to be a girl,
but girls never did that.
That was powerful. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Gave me a whoopee. Words can do that, you know? And that's what this is. I get a hard-on every week watching and listening to your stories because they're fucking amazing. And when people come and do a performance like that, it's just a fucking double whammer because I just feel like I got fucked. Yeah. Who wants to top them? Jonathan. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Jonathan. Louder. Thanks, Jonathan. Let's give it up to everyone that's been up here already. Like, it's nerve-wracking being up here. Come on. That when you're in front of a bunch of people performing, that you kind of have to go poop. You know? So that's where I was. I was up making sure I don't, you know. Anyway. It's going to be kind of weird doing this whole thing because now I have the image of his dick in my mind while spitting these words. But whatever. I'm going to try to do some stand-up for you guys. It's my second time ever, you know, trying it, so I don't think it's really considered doing it, but I don't know. Let's see. As you get older in life, you know, things get a little bit less fun. Sadly, you know, sure, when you're younger, you have the time of your life. You don't have to worry about anything, bills, nothing. Just having fun. Like, something that isn't fun anymore is seeing someone with the same shirt on. You know? The same shirt that you're wearing, you see them. That used to be, you know, when you're in eighth grade, that is like the best coincidence that could ever happen to you. Oh, dude, nice shirt, bro. I'm wearing the same shirt as you. Awesome, where'd you get it? Your mom bought it too? Yeah, so let's be friends. You know, it's not like that anymore. I mean, there are some guys that still do that, you know, like, whoa, dude, nice shirt, bro. Where'd you get it, Hollister? Me too, let's go surf. You know? Not me, not now. You know, as you get older, you have to do your own shopping. You know, your mom doesn't buy your clothes anymore. So, that being said, I shop at Walmart. So when I see someone on the street with the same shirt as me, it kind of just makes me sad. It just reminds me of how poor I am, you know. And it's even worse when an 8-year-old is wearing the same shirt as you. Because they're so excited. Whoa, dude, nice shirt, mister.
I have the same shirt as you. Where'd you get it? Why are you crying, mister?
Not the same. But something I hate also, Mexicans. I'm just kidding. But I'm not racist, I swear. I had tacos before I got here. I'm Mexican. I love being Mexican. It's my heritage. Who in here is Mexican? Has Mexican heritage? Wow. I didn't expect many of you guys to be here, you know? Don't you have to be at the factory at like 5 a.m.? That's where I was, yeah. I love being Mexican. We have the best food on earth. Like, the best food. Like, it's so good, there are people in Kansas that are eating it, in Kentucky. They want it. And Mexicans are smart, too, because they realize, like, fuck, these gringos love this shit, boy. And there's no Mexicans in Kansas. Let's go over there. You're making a bank over there, I'm telling you. We got tacos, carne asada, burritos, tamales, menudo. We got everything. Delicious. Like, Mexicans are so smart. They saw white people love steak, and they love fries, so they fucking combined them in carne asada fries. Like, this shit is the best shit on earth. It's dangerous, man. It's dangerous. But, you know, one of the pluses of being Mexican nowadays, you don't really have to worry about a lot of race white people anymore. They kind of veer towards black people more. So, like, the worst thing that anyone can ever really say to you is, hey, get back to work, bean. Yeah, you're right, whatever, I'll get back to work. Yeah. But we also get ringside seats to the white versus black, you know, race fight is going on now. We don't have to worry about anything. They just take it out on each other. We're just chilling. You know, sitting down with our popcorn, our tapatio, and our lote, just chilling, watching the fight. You know? In this corner, weighing 215 pounds, straight from his victory from the Jim Crow circuit.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. Be a little rude. Champion, they beat it. He beat it. Mr. Black. He's going to be fucking great, boy. Come on, homie. He's going to be great. And in this corner over here, weighing 197 pounds, straight down all the way from the Silver Spoon circuit, with the eagle tattooed on his back, Mr. White!
Ding, ding, ding.
No. It's going to be a great fight for what Angel Pastor Corona spoke on us. Just check it out. Oh. Mr. Black pushes in. He's getting in shots on him. He's pushing him back. Mr. White doesn't know what to do. He's taking the shots. What is this? He's pulling out his super move. Call the police. Oh, no. It's not looking good for Mr. Black. He has his cell phone in his hand. What is that? No. Don't shoot. It's just a cell phone. Oh. It was too much for Mr. Black. Fucking gringos off doing that shit, eh? What's going on, fucking cops? Mr. Black gets up. He's ready to go. He's not going to take it anymore from Mr. White. He pushes him in the corner. Right, left, hook. Mr. White doesn't know what to do. He's desperate. He's in the corner. What is this? He's used the N-word in the last ditch effort of defense. That's not good.
Nah, homie, don't do that for me. Don't say that for me. If I say that, corona, come on.
Mr. White doesn't know what to do. He's getting clumbered. Mr. Black is furious. You don't do that. He's got a right, left, hook, uppercut, and Mr. White is down. And that is it.
Man, boy, that was a great fight, man. I can't wait for the next fight. Whites versus Indians. It's going to be explosive. Thanks.
That's it.
With Jonathan, ladies and gentlemen. We got a first timer.
Yeah!
Don't get all fucking. Hold on. Let's see if this person is even out in the crowd before you raise them on the fucking roof. Chris, are you out there? Chris, are you out here? First timer. Chris. You are Chris. And it's your first time. I think this person is hard of hearing. Chris?
Yeah.
Hard of hearing?
Yeah.
Yeah? Come on up.
From Pennsylvania about 4 days ago. It was 2,200 mile drive. I have to do up here, and good to be back home. Nation come to, the majority of parents are terrified of what to do. The mass bullying increases since the start of 2018. Most of these dead are only high school teens. Public schools are becoming concentration camps, yet politics want to focus on fucking food stamps. Children wanted for their lives and terrorism in America's strives. If you're a fucking politician, don't you think it's time you find a bit of a foot in? We'll get background shots like it's a damn crime, yet kids can bat again at any time. Tears running down their eyes as they run down the halls. Kids not having time for final parent calls. So focused on building a wall to protect us from terrorists that you don't even think of any of it. Too busy with Muslim and immigration labels. The truth is you're just too scared to turn the fucking tables. Wake up if you truly want America to be great again, because honestly, every day is just pain. Congressmen acting all tired and fucking beat. Maybe it's time we finally hit the street. We need a new election because he's clearly made a poor selection. Quit hiding behind the Second Amendment. I ain't asking you to end it. I'm the same as my students have to put an end to it. Parents should be on again, that's criminal. But put it away from your children's reach. Ain't that the house law? Telling families to quiet down, making the living area empty town. Turning your cheek, thinking everything would be okay. If you're a leader, you should be leading the way. Sending out money and prayers. Your family's pain is layers of layers. As time our voices are heard, we've been quiet too damn long. And you're gonna tell me that's wrong? Prayers are always answered, that's why I can speak louder. And make this place proud of me to come together. Forget the prayers, it's time for team prayers. This one is called Before You Fall. Before you fall from me, please be aware I'm not the man you see. I look in the mirror, open shutters, seeing bullet holes where love, happiness, and joy once rested. I'm imperfect in every way. I'm reminded you of my reflection every single day. I have lived a life others have wanted me to, since everything was always wanted to do. I have a body that doesn't bring satisfaction to my own self. The memories, cuts, blood, and scars that remain to define myself. I live with the shadow behind my back, whispering my regrets, past mistakes. My heart has enough names carved on it. I doubt I have room for another. I showed my heart with a total like shells, and it's cracked with a simple love spell. My eyes see memories of tears, pain, and demons that I swore I've moved on from. A fool am pushing the assumption that without them I would lie. To this day, I still struggle to convince my reflection that my path is worth following. The ego remains too high to express my weakness and wrong. My feet focus more on stepping in places that I've been than places that I should go. My heart beats like a half-broken clock, while my brain operates on a cracked hourglass. Now that you mean it, you still have to fall for me. That's all good. Thank you.
That was Chris, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you guys ready for some music?
Yeah.
Yes!
Make some noise for Cosmos, ladies and gentlemen.
Referencing the fact I wanted to go home. But at the same time, you kind of don't when you're there. I don't know exactly what that means for the song, though.
Thank you.
You guys ready for some Casey Kamaya?
Hell fuck yeah!
Hell fuck yeah! Make some room for Casey Kamaya! Out of all the people in this crowd, look at how many people are around you right now, and you guys can do a lot better. Don't cross your arms. This is Casey Kamaya. Louder!
Coming to RuPaul, you don't never know what you're going to get, and it's just so fantastic being here because you just express all your emotions. And tonight, I'm really super happy for several reasons. First is National Poetry Month, and then it's also National Autism Month. So I got high emotions, sad emotions, because autism is really not that good. But I have a grandson who has autism. And so I have to celebrate that along with the Poetry Month. And just coming to RuPaul and able to just share all your experiences. And you reminded me last month, Mario, that it was my first year anniversary of being here. And I was like, oh my God, I came here and spilled a whole lot of stuff. But I always end up with this girl right here, Melissa. And Melissa is a very good friend, and she is the one that encouraged me. I used to read her my poetry all the time. And she was like, you gonna go somewhere, Miss Kim. I'm taking you to open mic. I was like, girl, go on somewhere. And she drove me, and she bullied me here, and she brought me, and we did it for a long time, and she had some other things that she had to do. And I said, you gonna quit me? She was like, she didn't quit me. And she said, I got some other things that I need to take care of. But she left me with some stuff that blew my freaking mind. She said, Miss Kim, I brought you as far as I can. She said, but you an eagle, and the eagles soar low. And I said, no, I'm a bird. I want to fuck with all the other birds. She was like, no. And I was like, all right. She said, you keep writing. You keep doing your thing. And so she came tonight. And I just need her to know that I kept writing, and I wrote these three poems that you never heard before. It reminds me of you because this is what you encouraged me to do. And it's called Move Mountains and Ride Waves. It's time I move some mountains and I ride some waves. Time to come out my cave. Mind my manners and learn to behave. It's your life I'm trying to save. Why should I rush slowly towards my grave? Put aside your fears and challenge your mind. Search hard until you find your purpose, your drive, and your peace. Time for all the shenanigans to cease. Time to climb the highest mountain peak. Discover what you seek. Be bold, not meek. Moving mountains and riding the surf. Make your mark upon this earth. Seize each day for all it's worth. Move me a mountain and I'ma ride me a wave. Thank you. I wrote this, but you never get inspired so much by something. I went and seen that $1 billion grossing movie, The Black Panther. And I wrote this poem inspired by that, and it's called I'm on some vibranium type of shit. That means why I'm hearing about everything.
So, woo, girl.
Words designed to bypass eyes and dwell deep into your soul with a gut-wrenching, piercing effect. Sharp enough to prick, but smooth enough to soothe. Penetrating your epidermis with witty, raw, uncut poetic justice that will make you ask yourself, is she talking to me or is she talking about me? make you want to walk on daring about some ish you think you forgot about, a reminder of how strong you had to be to pull through that bullshit crap of a mess you got through. Have you searching for the purple heart light, looking high and looking low, praying you find some vibranium type of shit for yourself. Make you step your game up so you don't get ganged on. Have you slam dunking from half court every game a triple-double? Powered by a force that will jet rocket you to new heights and new horizons you never imagined existed. Kinda like my first trip to a foreign country and a whole new experience, busting my third eye wide open. Thought-provoking words that become so crystal clear that you are thinking you are hearing them for the first time. You know, like when pastor steps on your toes in church and you have to slowly slide them back underneath the pew in the realization that he is talking about you. Vibranium type of shit that will make you walk on your old goals and dreams that you once had. Dig them up, dust them off, and chase them down with the speed and the grace of the panther. Crisscross bracelets capable of warding off the negativity of dream killers and joy crushers, rendering you immune because you've become impenetrable. Supernatural intuitive powers that exposes friends from foes with the force of illuminating light that will either make them disappear, shine brighter, or just fucking melt. I now possess that soul surviving, Wakandering mystical power. I'm rubber and you glue. Whatever bounces off of me sticks to you. Your sticks and stones may break my bones, but your names will never hurt me. That type of vibranium shit. No more procrastination, excuse making, sidetrack, lazy, complacent in mediocrity, or just plain afraid. I say no more. I'm on something now or never. It's time to make it happen. Let's get it done. What's the deal? What's the holdup? Because I'm ready. I'm determined, unstoppable, unwavering, and unapologetic. I'm on that type of vibranium shit. My reactivated, restitched old bags have been reweaved into new design and luggage. Strong and durable, made for traveling beyond the impossible. No longer burdened with the heaviness of hurt, because it's been exchanged for fierce determination. Low self-esteem restored with the attitude of I'm all of that in a bag of organic chips. Unworthiness replaced with deservingness and thoughts of I want it all, socks and drawers. Shame and guilt substitute with I forgive me and I love me some me. And my fury eradicated by the all-powerful of I even forgive you. That's what type of vibranium shit I'm on. What you smoking today? And this last poem I'm going to do, and I had the nerve to write this, but I did. It's called I Am Queen, Hear Me Roar. This is what that movie did to me. I am queen, hear me roar. Better yet, watch me soar. A young princess knows that it takes time to become a real queen. I have a minute. Let me explain to you what I mean. It takes time to be a full-fledged queen. Building your power behind the scenes is more to life than to just cook or clean. Develop your intellect and your skills. Learn how to prepare meals and pay bills. Walk gracefully in high heels, all while closing important deals. Never afraid to claim being a queen and accepting nothing less or in between. Stand up straight, strong, and proud. Never afraid to say it out loud. I am queen. Hear me roar. Better yet, watch me soar. Full of wisdom, strength, soul, and grace. Cheekbone structure of a queen's face. Deep set eyes and a bold nose. manicured hands and polished toes. Luscious full-size lips, voluptuous curvy hips, all that and that same bag of chips, full command of 1,000 ships. That frown, crown fits because it's custom made, hard working and fully paid, strong legacy that will never fade. I receive all accolades. I am queen and I'm ready to rule. Bring me my crown and my scepter, my sash, and the royal jewels. Prepare my throne as it's time to cut the scrolls and send out the final decree all over the land. I am queen. Hear me roar. Better yet, watch me soar. Thank you. Thank you. I love you with all my heart. I'm so glad you do this for all the years. I don't know how you do it every Monday night. I'm tired of the long day. But you do that, and I just want to just let everybody know this is what I represent, Rupa, right here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kylie.
That's Casey Kamaya, ladies and gentlemen. You didn't do anything. You're just you. You're just man.
And I am queen. Watch me roar.
Better.
I can smell your dick walking away. Sorry. Don't be... Come on. Girl. You know me. We have another first timer.
Yeah.
Where is Ryan here?
Woo!
Yeah!
It's your first time. Yeah! Raise some room for Ryan, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah!
Big word, my man. I was at a friend's house the other day and I literally broke my head on his like outdoor light.
How was that love?
So my name's Ryan Kaufman. My home is a combine kitchen on the foothill at the Wandering Ranch Group in Columbia. I'm from Fontana, California. And,
welcome.
I have a few poems to share. The title of this poem is Arteries. What's it look like? Stuck in me. The sickness I can't quite keep. Eye twitching. Everything feels so sliding. Maybe I'm just a myth. Afraid of what all I have. Afraid to face the love and heart of my grandfather. Afraid I've lost the one girl I thought was truly love. I don't know. She made a whole mall into a wonderland. The moments of her frozen in my eyes. Mine and hers, stuck, revolving around each other. Me going to the other girl's house. Me breaking it all over again. It was already over. Just now it all feels like bloodshed. She stays in between the spaces of my conversations. I'll miss her like a positive breath. I'll love her like a childhood friend. I'll miss her more than I'll ever notice. Caught in this whirlwind of who I am. Asking for a breath to breathe. Or maybe just a second chance. Not on the right account. Or something. This isn't coming. Okay. The title of this poem is 17. Inside my stomach is a swell of words. My lower back aches. My body sees a fire, frustration, a tornado of thoughts. Stings and swells my perception of reality. I gag and puke. I scream with no words. Love. Out of everything in this world, this is what I've yearned to understand. Years of study, years of thoughts have gone to this thing. It's more than a word. It's more than an energy. It's the one thing that we have that goes beyond this world, love. How it destroys, how it creates. Love, it burns, it can harbor life, give it warmth, show it how to grow. This fire in me burns as sickness, lies told from past flames, corrupted particles ignite in places that I've sworn burned away, buried in the dust of tears that will never be shed, blessed by the passing smiles of memories I once wished were forgotten. Love will forever be a mystery, or more of a misconception. I feel you must know how to feed the flame. Don't be afraid of the sting on your flesh, the bark and the bite of love, of life. For love is the essence of life, birth from the sky into earth. We live here, but still we question our place of origin. For flames cascade our skies, our eyes bleed red from the lights that surround. The stars get dimmer, the more alone it gets on this rock, burning at its core, burning through its skies. Corrupted lungs sing songs, assume the sting on their skin. Forgotten is the love they carry, for it was what brought them here. It will be what destroys us or brings it home, fed into a new flame. Noah's bagels. It was unfair from the start. Your eyes beaming, seeing my beauty but judging my light, unsure of his blackness, falsity, wishing to feed in your radiance. For that's what they all did. Breathe a little too closely. I swore I could nurture this flame no matter how cold it felt. You told me to prove it. So the whole summer felt like hell iced over. I only saw you through memories and pictures. If I were lucky, I would have caught your scent in the passing of a moment. I would hope to see you in my dreams, but all that was there were my inner struggles manifested in the stories. Love was one of the few things you wished to feel on this earth. You thought you might have found it through me, for my insanity was too much to bear, my impulses too much to hear, 600 miles away, and you felt my toxin make sense to you in a way you never wanted. I was struggling and I'll be done if that's okay. Time's pulse. This wild rhythm, stumping, thumping, pulsing in my heart. Time takes itself away. I stay painted in each moment, or sculpted, in each piece of time. Walking in the line, stepping with the rhythm. It feels like circles, spinning out of my control. Time takes its victims, frozen in memory, stagnant through the stories I tell, sticking to my tongue, breaking like glass.
Cynthia Young, are you ready to come up and do your thing? Yeah. You guys might want some condoms after this. So.
Yeah,
you're wearing one now? Make some noise for Cynthia Young, ladies and gentlemen!
Good evening.
Good evening.
Are you enjoying the show so far?
Yeah.
Good. That's all I can keep that going for you. I want to say thank you all for coming out tonight. We love seeing you come by and listen to what we have created for you. And tonight I'm going to read some poetry from my books and my books anthology, a collection of rhymes. And the first poem I have for you tonight is titled, For Your Pleasure. I want to please you and do what you want me to do. Baby, tell me how you want it, and I will give it to you. Face down in the pillow, face to face, I want you to have it in the right place, just the way you want it. Come on, let's give it a go. I'm ready to give you a nasty show. On the bed, on the table, in the corner, I have never been so damn horny. I'm here to please you. I'll do it all. Come on, let's do it up against the wall.
Yes.
Tell me what you want me to do. I have some new tricks for you. Always willing to try. You are my girl, and I am your guy. I love caressing your body tenderly. I love entering you gingerly and taking you to the place you love to be. And those sounds you're making are all because of me. I'll give you what you want, where and when you want it, any time you want it. It pleasures me to pleasure you. I'll always give you my best. I will make you happy, or I will not rest. I'll take your climax off the chart, and when I feel you release and explode, then, and only then, will I release my load. This next poem is also from my synthology book. It's titled Linger. This is from book 3. I am mesmerized by your beautiful brown eyes, and I am engulfed in the depth of love that I see in them, and I can't look away. So I linger there every day. As I kiss your full soft lips, your mouth parts and my lips cling to yours just a bit longer, and I linger. Your body has all the right curves, and I swoon at the thought of touching you. My hands enjoy the ride down your spine, across your butt, and inside your thighs. Sweeping you into my arms and holding you, I don't want to let you go. We make love for hours, and I know while I'm inside you, I will linger. Your magnetic pull is undeniable, irresistible, and I just want to be where you are, loving you with all my might long into the night. When I run my fingers through your hair, relax, close your eyes, and I will rock you gently to sleep and place warm kisses upon your cheek. While I watch you sleeping in my arms, I will count my blessings, for you are everything I want, and you will always linger in my heart. Ooh.
Turn off your cell phone!
Come on.
It's a part of that. Hello? Sure, you can come by, because I'm ready for you to taste my cherry pie. Now that you're here,
stop ruining it, Mario.
Hello. I wasn't expecting that reaction. He usually doesn't give it like that. Okay. Are you done? Hello? Hey, baby. Sure, you can come by, because I'm ready for you to taste my cherry pie. Now that you're here, come closer. Lick my lips. Suck my lips. Caress my lips until they are throbbing with love. Then slide in and ram your shaft between my thighs. And when you do, be sure to look deep into my eyes. I want you to know this beautiful, sexy woman is ready to show you what it's like to swirl with a snapping pussy that will rock your world. As you hold on to my wide, sweet cheeks, I'll make you throw your head back to let out low, guttural sounds while you are gripping the sheets. Our sweaty bodies will lurch and buck with no end in sight. Round two, round three, stay with me, stay in tight. Stick it to the left, stick it to the right. Ride my ass like you're trying to take flight. My sexy lover is making this ride last well into the night. Keep me wet, I'll keep you hard as I wrap my thighs around your back. Use those long strokes and short strokes, because baby, you are dipping it and doing it like a sex fiend. You definitely are no joke when you can make me scream. Baby, this definitely ain't no wet dream. He always comes back for more of this pussy power. When we're together, he wants it by the hour. Irresistible sensations and visions of our hot, sweaty sex will keep him coming back. And on that, you can place your bet. If you like any of the poems that you've heard tonight, I have three books and a CD titled Sensations. And all those little nasty poems you just heard are on this CD. Thank you very much. Oh, okay, Peaches, I know. The books are available online, retailers, Walmart, Amazon, Lord, Barnes & Noble, blah, 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 and from me. Thank you.
You got me on that one good. Mama, you didn't hear that?
Oh. All right. Where is, we got a first timer. Yeah. Yes. After that.
There you go.
And your name is Jana? Jana? Make some noise for Jana, ladies and gentlemen!
Damn, I was already fucking nervous. How y'all doing? Well, that didn't really answer me, but...
We're good, how are you?
We're doing
good! Okay,
well.
Thank you. Wait, what is that? So, let me warm up real quick. I like to do that before I get started, because I'm nervous as fuck. Okay. So, I learned this in college, actually, and, like, I was, like, a theater major and shit.
Woo!
Minor, actually. Oh, yeah, hey, so. And so, it's, like, a little thing I learned in this club I was in. So, I'm going to say I go, which means, are you listening or no? That's what I use with my students, because, yeah. I go means, are you ready to receive? And then I may means, yes, I'm ready to receive. So, y'all ready? Okay, well, let's just do it this way. Alright, I go. What the fuck was that? Maybe it was like the way I said it. Yeah. Alright, I go.
Amen.
I go.
Amen.
I go, I go.
Amen. Oh, y'all can't hear nothing? Well, I know, like, I wasn't on the mic, but, all right. My lips are dry as fuck for some reason. I need to drink more water. That's not part of the poem. All right. I'll stop wasting my time. I was once told that I was invisible,
And I believed them, but before I was invisible, there were friends, parties, road trips. I had that it life, like my sister called it. I was the shit, like looking fly all in the summertime, jumping off diving boards. Man, I sang all the chords. You couldn't tell me no, because I was always on the go. I hate to stop all suddenly, because that's not how it hit me. The doctor gave me the diagnosis, but I was already creeping on my toes, because it was November. I had just started college, and I've been gone since they could remember. And it was time to party. So there I go, taking shots back, reminiscing on the old days, smoking on a blunt, talking about how we gonna do this in our old age. No talk of the fresh new life that was to await. No talk of the denial currently sitting on my plate. No appetite for that. So now I guess you're probably thinking, well, how hard could it be? Because she looks fine to me. But what if I were to tell you that I was invisible? What would you say? I smile, yes. I smile because I'm alive. And yes, I have drive, but there are more invisible people among us. We're invisible because we have lupus and society doesn't want to include us. We're invisible because we have lupus and society doesn't want to include us. They call it an invisible disease, deceiving to the eye. I'm fatigued all day, but I get by. Some days my joints hurt, sometimes them all, but I guess that's the reason that I stand tall. We can't hold two jobs, let alone one, but we can tell you what the weather will be like for days to come. I get burned by the sun. That shit is really not fun. I went to Venice Beach for just 5 minutes, and I look like a plum. We have to take precaution to everyday life. Today was cool, but tomorrow could be the beginning of a whole new strife. With literally sleeping through my classes because last night I didn't fall asleep till 5 a.m. My body was tensed up with pain, so of course I used my Bob Marley remedy, but you see, I'm not angry. I'm just a little assertive because I want someone to understand why I sometimes cancel or leave early, ask you to take me home because I'm tired, or why I always show up high or out of it. I can't remember that part. But it's because I'm loopy and more like a Rastafarian. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm as visible as the sun. Ain't no disease gonna make me run. I know what I'm here for. Somebody cue that motherfucking drum. Somebody cue the motherfucking drum. Welcome to Janai. I just added that part today. Thank you. So, I just want to say, like, four things about that. I try to keep it short, but you can, like, talk to me after if you want. Number one, I'm okay. I actually don't have lupus anymore. And then number two, pay attention to what you eat. Pay attention to what you eat. Number three, pay attention to how you feel. And then number four is that, like, listen to your family and your friends when they tell you that something's going wrong with them. Like, whether that's, like, in the mind or, like, in the body, like, listen to them because they're not lying. And then also, this disease affects a lot of women, a lot of black women, so just think about that too, and think about how it affects people of color. So, thank you. And I have one more. Oh, you clapped up. You got it. Yeah! I never performed here before. Like, I perform a lot. Like, and I'm from Reno Valley, and like, I honestly don't understand why the fuck I haven't performed here yet. So, thank you for, like, listening. I hope y'all fuck with this. But I got one more. And like, bear with me on this one. I'm not crazy. Well, I mean, like, kind of. This one's called Pop Off. I just wrote this like a couple months ago. Wait, hold on, let me think. I don't drink anymore, but I still smoke weed. Don't give a fuck what you think. I'ma smoke till I bleed. Turn the music up loud. Try to forget your thoughts. Fuck society. We'll never get by. We're all runaway slaves, free to a cop. Raised by a little gangster from South LA. That's the reason why I fucking sound this way. Try to step to me and moms will have you in a body bag. Laughing all the way to hell, talking about the phone we had. If you ever fuck with me like the bitch, I'll snatch my purse. I've been meditating, sage, and cooking up a voodoo curse. Apply your whole family. My ego made me write this verse. So I don't even rap, but later you can say you heard it first. Round here we eat now with amethyst for breakfast. Got a seat at the table like, will I always be this reckless? My spirit's being tested, I confess it, and reflect this rising love to the universe and all that's manifested. I need my ego and my spirit. I hope you understand this. Thank you.
Thank you now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
All right. I have to call out because she told me she was coming. Beyonce, are you here?
Yes.
Beyonce, Queen B is here. Everyone, say hi to Peaches over there. Say hi, Peaches.
Hi, Peaches. All
right. Ray, are you ready to come up and do your thing? Make some noise for Ray, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Hello, friends. It's been kind of a hot minute since I've been up here,
But I have, I think, two? Okay, I have two for you today. I kind of want to give a shout out to these three people over here, some of my favorite poets. And they're part of my organization, the Verbal Coliseum at UC Riverside. And we're having our very first event this Thursday at the Barn. There is a lot of open mic space because there's only like 9 of us. So come by if you feel like performing on Thursday. And then, where did it go? Yeah, I'm going to bring the mood down a little bit. I'm sorry. A lot of people think this is a sad poem, but I don't. One. I have this recurring dream about the men who hurt me and their hands. I am so small in this dream, so small in their hands. They can't see me. Not as a child, not as a teen, not as an adult at the age of 20. In the dream, I don't see their face. Not that I look up at them anyways. Two, I am 14 when he touches me, making me feel guilty for making him wait to lose his virginity, as if I didn't regret accidentally losing mine at 9, made me apologize, and now I can't stop saying sorry for the things I don't do. I told him I wasn't ready, but I didn't stop him. Let him stab me anyway. There's blood on my hands, and it is my own. I know that the story may feel familiar, may sound similar in your ears to stories you have heard before, from a little too close to home, people you love and know. But that's the point, I suppose, now isn't it? That these men sound a lot like your best friend, your father, your boyfriend, your brother. I'm here to tell you I sound a lot like my coworker, my sister, my friends, my mother, that we are taught to let them touch us, let them crush us with the weight of the guilt until we break. But here's the thing. Here I am, standing before you with the mic in my hand, telling you my story so you won't watch it happen again. Three. You see, I learned this role from my mother, and she, via hers, generation after generation, floating by in their hearse, we knowingly learn the role of battered women. From our mothers and our sisters and our kindergarten teachers, we learn that only I am to blame if I let it happen to me. We are taught not to speak. We learn to sit in silence until our bones start to creak. But these men do not know they learn the role of the abuser. They think they learn the role of the nice guy, that poems like this are so important, but they don't really apply. They learn the role of entitled, of boys who simply will be boys instead of held accountable. They are not taught consent, the difference between no and yes. They are taught poems like this are not about men like them, that we should only really be afraid of the mythical madmen, all of these battered women, but no one to do the battery. We erase these men from the equation like we do their responsibility. For I am not damaged. I am not broken. I am not your battered woman. I prefer the term survivor because I've been through this so many times, but damn, I'm still alive. So no, I will not play this role anymore. I will not let you ignore your parts, because the wildfire of change is coming and we will be the spark. Five. There's another dream I've had, that because of everything they did to me, I had a son. He doesn't think the rape jokes are funny, challenges his friends who think they are. With integrity, he hopes they won't grow to have stories like me. He gives those that do a safe space to speak. My son knows the difference between yes and no. My son knows when to keep fighting and when to let it go. My son is a shining example of the power of a woman's wisdom. My son, our son, looks nothing like them. This one together, actually. It's his piece, but, yeah. Right? Yeah. I don't want to do this anymore.
Every time we talk, we have a war. We're like a disease without a cure. Our time has come, I'm sure. But now all I see is her shadow. Her bright light is now shallow. She's leading me down a path and I don't want to follow. I don't want to tell her, but her heart is now hollow.
I don't really want to tell him. It's so hard to look him into those eyes and disappoint him. Even when I'm with him, my eyes wander and linger a little longer than I know they're supposed to. I slept with someone else, and now I don't know what to say. I really ought to tell him, but it's been a couple days. I know we're going to break up, and I know that's what I want. But now I have to tell him what I did, and it's going to break his heart. I cheated.
You cheated? I hear the pain in her voice. Everything around me is slowly turning to noise. For a moment, time sits still, and I'm surprised by the way I feel.
At least now I'm free.
She had me into prison, but just gave me the key.
But now I keep finding myself wanting to knock on his door.
I was always told monsters come out at night. How long was she planning to keep us alive?
But I know I'm just not a part of his life anymore.
I know I said I would never leave you, but I know you need something new.
He's moving on, and I'm still stuck in the past.
With this pain, I know my heart has hardened. Maybe she gave me what I wanted.
Haunted by something I didn't think I wanted to last, because
I didn't want to do this anymore.
Thank you.
That was Green Eddie, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. You guys want some music? Yeah. Let's get Tony up here.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey! My friend from
Jesus
here.
You don't have no friend. You don't have no friend.
You're right. You're right. Let me correct myself.
I'll call you out. You don't have no friends. You got no friends.
All right. I'm having a good day. How are you guys doing? Is anybody happy that Mercury is now out of retrograde? Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Okay, I'm not the only one.
Brief, man.
And one more thing before I do as Missy Elliott does it. Flip Van Reversen. Who loves themselves out here tonight? Alright. This is a song that I wrote with a broken heart. And in that process, I learned that my heart is like a piggy bank. The more you break it, the more it opens.
Whoa! My drop.
So this song is called Discoloration. I don't like eating. everybody that's here that comes up here is a creator in their own way, in their own form. And I would just like to take the time right now to say thank you for welcoming me to your world.
That was Tony, ladies and gentlemen. You never know what you're going to come up with. You never know what's going to, right? Nick, are you ready to come up and do your thing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah! Oh, make some noise for Nick, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah! How you guys doing tonight? Yeah. You guys all awake out there still?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. If any of you guys have seen most of my stuff here, I just usually just talk about whatever fucked up shit happens in my life, and usually it's pretty funny, so I get some laughs at it, which makes me feel better. Congratulations, you guys are all therapists now. So this weekend I had to go to a funeral, and it was for my grandmother. She was like 94, and I do miss her, but I would miss her so much more if she wasn't racist. Like, she's my grandma, not yours. I mean, like, she would, like, the right hat, she happened to be Hispanic, and I was like, hey, this is my girlfriend. She was so fucking rude. Just flat out fucking rude. I'm like, okay, this is gonna make your passing a little bit easier to deal with. That's all I'm saying. Alright, not everyone dies as a good person. That's just statistics, people. Seriously. The amount of bullshit at every goddamn funeral. It's such a loss. She was 97. What the fuck else is she gonna do? Okay, first of all, she had two fucking funerals. Two. I don't care if you're fucking a saint or whatever the fuck. You don't need two funerals. You only live once. Yes, you also only die once. You're taking up my entire weekend, Friday and Saturday? Fuck you. Now what am I supposed to do? I have to be sober for 2 days? No beer, no cigarettes, and I have to listen to a pastor go on and on with this bullshit about how you're such a great person when I have several examples saying that you're going to have a talk with God upstairs. Seriously. She was one of those Christians where, she was kind of hypocritical, you know, the whole, like, do to unto others as you want them to do to you, basically the whole fucking premise of the entire thing, but she would be just fucking rude to the average person who wasn't a churchgoer. That kind of stuff makes me think, oh, I'd go, hey, sup, Rosalie? Here's the deal. Before we let you in here, got a little things I need to discuss with you here. Let me just flip through here. You had a store in Inglewood for about 30 years, and you shut. And you happened to randomly close every time an African-American person walked into your store.
Oh.
Yeah, I think you need to just take a week downstairs for a bit. I mean, and you'd be like, what? I don't like it down there. First of all, we all know you like the heat. It'll be like maybe 112 outside. You're like, I'm freezing. So you'll be fine down there. So I decided for my funeral, I wanted to be honest. It's going to be a fucking roast.
Yeah.
Yes!
Anyone who has anything nice to say will not be allowed in. Reason being, first of all, you know I'm a nice guy. That's why the fuck you're here. We don't need to spend 2 hours crying over whatever the fuck you think I'm here because death is just a natural part of life here. So, in my funeral, I'm also not doing a casket either. That's way too expensive to put in the ground. Seriously. And I don't have to pay for it because I'm going to be dead. And why the hell am I going to be a burden anymore to the people who have already, you know, held me up throughout my life? So why bring it to the dead, too, you know? So I want to get buried in a cardboard box. Now, depending on how much In-N-Out I have, you may have to get a refrigerator box. Animal fries every time. That's going to be me. I'm going to get one more forkful. Clear! I'm real about how I know I'm going to go. I either want to do that or I want to be shot out of a cannon over a cliff.
And hey, go up with a bang, right? I want my body wired with like CO2 explosives too. Because as they're going, you'll be like, Nick, no, would you look at that? It's like 4th of July up in here. And as that's going on, I need at least 3 of my friends behind me, as it's being shot over a cliff, them to go, asshole! And I want my fam to look back and go, oh my god, those are horrible people. And I just have to explain, like, this is what he wanted. Seriously. If you knew him, you would know this is how he wanted things to be. Come on. And the entire ceremony is going to function like an auction for the worst story you have of me. It's going to be, all right, so to start off here, thank you guys for coming. We're going to start off with, let's see here. Oh, here's a good one. Got drunk and put himself in a dryer. Can anyone top that? Anyone? Anyone at all? What did he say? He had on a bartender. That's every fucking weekend. Don't even give me that. Next. Got drunk and gave the bartender a lap dance because it was her birthday and he felt bad. Boom, bring it up. Bring it up. You know? And then just, it's going to go like that for the entire course of the night. Now, you're thinking, well, I may be kind of generous as far as who's going to show up. Y'all are fucking showing up. You know why? Because everyone who shows up is getting a bottle of liquor or beer of their choice. You're welcome. Thank you, guys. That's my time.
So, Nick, ladies and gentlemen.
Where is Jemiah? Are you here? And this is your first time? We're coming to an end of the hour. Can you do one song? That's good. First timer, this is Jemiah, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, everybody.
Good evening.
What's everybody doing?
Good.
My name is Jay Maya, local Inland Empire artist. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Truly humbled to be here with you guys and close this out, especially for being my first time. If you like what you hear, you can find it everywhere, iTunes, Apple Music, all that good stuff. This is my album cover. That's my only plug. This song is called Day by Day.
Chillin', living fine, dip. Day by day, you, day by day, you.
gentlemen.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, and you can follow me on Instagram at that pretty motherfucker. THT, pretty motherfucker.
That's been your open mic, ladies and gentlemen. Please, for those that didn't get to perform tonight, I do apologize. We ran out of time. Please clean up after yourselves. Please put up your chairs and put them in the closet if you can help out. We've got some t-shirts and stuff over there. If you're interested, ask Cynthia Young or anyone around you. Love your stuff. Love your neighbors. Be kind to the earth. We will see you next week. I do apologize for Beyonce not being here tonight. Sorry.
Okay, try it now. Is it working now?
It's working.
Okay, move over.
People of Earth, I am Abysme.
And I'm Paprika.
We have crash-landed on a moon in your solar system.
You crashed us. I wasn't driving.
Shut up. I'm on the phone. And we'll maintain this frequency while repairs are made.
Which could take a while, so we decided to read some science fiction while we wait.
If you crave imaginative stories, intelligent discussion, and comedic banter, be sure to tune in each week.
Here on Benview or on YouTube at Raygun Readers.
Until we speak again, farewell and safe travels.
Why are you doing that stupid voice?
It's not stupid, you're stupid and insubordinate.
You don't outrank me!
This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.